feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Om Shanti. This is today morning's Avyakta Murli. Baba is talking with double foreigners. The original date of the Murli is 23rd December 1987. While living abroad, are you those who always stay in the awareness of your original land and your original form, Swadesh Swaswarup? Just as the father comes into this old foreign land from the supreme abode, in the same way, do you experience that all of you are also elevated and easy yogi souls who reside in the supreme abode, that you are also the souls who are resident of the supreme abode, who have entered these corporeal bodies and are instruments for the tasks of the world? You too are Brahmin souls who have incarnated here. The Shudra life has ended, and you are now pure Brahmin souls. Brahmins never become impure. Brahmins means pure. So this is today's Avyakta Murli, 2nd of May, 2021. And we are into day 86 of our series, Here Comes the Bridegroom. Remember your original land, your original country. Bharat is our original country. Madhuban is the original land, and Paramdham is the original home. Always remember, especially those who are living in foreign countries, keep on remembering that we belong to Bharat. This is the foreign land we are living. Our original place is Bharat. And those who are staying in India, they should remember our original home is Madhuban. Make a fancy trip, imagination trip to Madhuban every day. Feel the pin drop silence of Madhuban every day. the four pilgrimage places of Madhuban. And especially during this lockdown or curfew, where there are no visitors or tourists here, the atmosphere of Madhuban is one of silence. Madhuban has become a temple of silence. It has become as if Shanti Dham, where there is absolute silence everywhere. The air has become clean. The mountains have become so pure. There is fresh air everywhere. So, come to Madhuban every day and feel the beauty of the place. Feel the silence of this place. The uncrowded Madhuban. And the third, our original home, Paramdham. This is the place from where we have descended. We do not belong to this world. We belong to the world which is not here. This is a foreign land. These are strangers. Feel as if you are a guest here. I am a guest. I have come down from above. Baba uses the word incarnation. So whether you call yourself a guest or an incarnation. So I have come down from above. So this world is not my home. This world is the place. I am an alien. I am an alien. So when I am a guest, my aim is not to stay here permanently. I have come for a very short time and I have to go back, and I have to make this place a little more beautiful than it was when I came, a little more lovable. So this remembrance is very important, just the remembrance, because the forgetfulness of this thing has made us bound. If you just remember this, this is not my place. This is not my home. I have to return back, go back to the place of utter purity. Baba says, Brahmin means pure souls. Shudra means impure souls. Brahmins are not Shudras. They are pure souls. So when I remember that I belong to that sacrosanct land, I return back to that innate, childlike, pure nature of mine. And purity is nothing but getting rid of all the clogging, all the contaminations, all the defilements, to return back to that original state. Purity is my intrinsic nature. Purity is in my veins. So I am an absolutely pure soul. Let me remember that pure home from whence I descended, that pure land whence I came down to this earth. Purity is not something which I have to take from somebody else. It is my very nature. The only thing is forgetfulness. Even to say that I have lost my purity is not a very great statement. I can say that I have forgotten my purity. So the method is to remember the purity. So it's all the play of forgetfulness and remembrance. To remember that original nature of mine. No matter what is happening on the surface, intrinsically I am always pure. My internal nature is always one of purity. to return back to that purity is the goal. Is to be what you are, perfectly virgin. I do not lose my virginity, I just forget it. It gets covered. My aim is to uncover it, and it is already there. The gold is there and is covered by dust and mud. Remove the dust and remove the mud, and the gold is shining there. So also, my nature is one of purity. Purity means getting rid of all unnecessary emotions, unnecessary thoughts, unnecessary memories. Rather, to get rid of this mind. Purity is the stage of no mind. No mind doesn't mean that one is not thinking. But what we think, our thoughts are all polluted. To get rid of all those polluted thoughts, polluted emotions, polluted attitude, and come back to that intrinsic stage of no mind, is purity, which is my very nature, which is my intrinsic nature. My intrinsic nature is as if Mother Mary, and purity is Jesus Christ. So purity is born of my very nature. So Christ has taken birth from Mother Mary, who herself is virgin. So my very nature is virginity. To go back to that purity is the goal. For that, what should we do? There is something known as law of vital adaptment. Law of vital adjustment or adaptment. Adaptation, whatever you call. What does this law say? This law says that our body and mind are so strong or so flexible that we get adapted to anything. If we are exposed to extreme cold right from the childhood, we gradually get adapted to it. Acclimatization happens. So also, there are people who are working in such polluted atmosphere. Today's world, the air of civilization is polluted air. The air we are breathing is absolutely polluted. But gradually man gets adapted. But what is the result? The result is not instant death, but gradual slow death. Our biggest organ is lungs, not the stomach. It is not the food we eat, it is the air we breathe. So it's like a slow poisoning. So whatever air we are breathing, if it is impure, we have two types of blood. One blood which the heart is pumping out, which is the pure arterial blood. If anybody has seen pure arterial blood, it is so scarlet bright. And then we have veins which bring the blood to the heart. That is an impure blood. Venous blood, dark red. Whatever blood you take out for the blood samples, that is a venous blood. Probably you people might not have seen arterial blood, which we do in ICU. Take out a syringe and take out blood, which is arterial for blood gases. Where is a pure red blood? There is a spark of that pure blood. So, the impure blood veins are bringing again to the heart. The heart is throwing that blood into the lungs. And lungs are such a good organ that they purify. So, what air you are breathing, everything depends upon that. If you are breathing impure air, polluted air, foul air, gradually, your blood will become impure. When the blood is impure, your all blood reports are impure, you fall sick. The whole world is suffering only from one disease, COVID. And people are focusing only on stomach and food. Eat this, eat that. Why nobody is talking about pure air? If you want to get rid of any disease of the world, the only one medicine, and that is absolutely pure air, fresh air. And fresh air you will find in mountains, where we are right away, in jungles, near nature, near streams, near waterfall, on the terrace. Breathe as much as fresh air as much as possible. Your whole blood will get purified. And when blood is purified, what is needed? Everything is purified. You attain vitality, high power, high energy. Look at the people who are suffering from any disease, for example, arthritis, heart diseases. What is that? That is the result of impure air, because your blood is impure. So when you breathe pure air, more of the lungs will purify blood, and the pure blood will enter the systems, all your systems. So no matter what disease you are having, high uric acid, where it is? In the blood. When the pure blood is there, everything will get stabilized. Your creatinine, your urea, your hemoglobin, everything will become pure. So everything depends upon purity. So purity involves three things: pure air, pure water, and pure food. Pure air. Pure air is life. Pure air is God's magic substance. So when you breathe as much as, see where we are sitting, this is not ventilated place. But if you sit here for a long time, you get adjusted to this. And this is a false and wrong adjustment. Person can, I have seen people sleeping in their rooms with windows and doors closed. And especially during cold, where there is a biting cold outside, this is more happens, and there are heaters inside the room. What is happening in their lungs? Absolutely polluted atmosphere. And the result is sickness, result is dullness, result is sleepiness, drowsiness. He is opening door, windows now. That is what is needed. Throw open all the windows, open everything, let the fresh air come. So the more the fresh air, the more healthy you become. The more the fresh air, the more vigorous you become. More the fresh air, more the vitality, more the health, more the power. Suppose somebody is running, and person gets exhausted, what you give him? Food? No, you need fresh air. It is not the food that makes you powerful, it is the air that makes you powerful. It is the air. But what we do? We invent energy food, super food, and this food, and drink this, and it is the fresh air that will increase your immunity, not any food of this world. If the air is polluted, gradually you get adjusted to that polluted air. No, pure thoughts alone is not enough. Not enough. Pure thoughts alone is not. Simply sitting in yoga, so many Brahmins are doing yoga, they are following Brahmacharya, and yet they have succumbed to COVID. Why? They should not have. They are Brahmins. Why they died of COVID? Why? Young people contracting viral infections, and the result is death. Why? Have you ever heard somebody dying of food poisoning so fast? No. It is the air poisoning. It is the polluted air. Look at the air of cities. What sort of air is this? Civilized cities. This is the breath of death. We need breath of life, which is pure, fresh air, which is lacking because we are closed, living in a insulated room and with heaters on. What will happen? Carbon dioxide will increase. This is a poison. In the blood gases, when the carbon dioxide increases, we cause it's respiratory acidosis. And if respiratory acidosis patients, COVID patients, what they are dying of? ARDS. ARDS is what? Where the PF ratio goes down. And person lands in death. Immediate death. If air supply is not given, and air we give through oxygen cylinders, and air we give through BiPAP, and air we give through ventilators. Yesterday night, one patient came, a pregnant lady came with 10 saturation. About to die. Immediate intubation done and put on ventilator last night. What she needed was just that air. She could not breathe. She was about to just go, gasping stage. Had she reached 10 minutes late, she would have gone, along with the baby inside. Pregnancy with COVID, severe COVID. So what is needed is fresh air. What is needed is pure air. In village, people are healthy. Why? There is a fresh air. There is a river. There is no pollution. There is no traffic. There are no these automobiles and the polluted toxic gases, fumes. You need air. When you breathe fresh air, you inhale nitrogen. That nitrogen will go and become proteins. You don't get proteins. Foreign protein never become body's protein. They say, eat this, eat that, you will get good proteins. That is a foreign protein. The real proteins are the nitrogen from the air. This air is everything. Air is your food. When you eat air, you don't need physical food. The breath of life makes you breatharian. Gradually, your appetite will go away. In mountains, you don't need much food. When you are in the polluted cities, you feel more hungry. But when you are living in pure air, appetite is not there. But vitality is there, high level of energy is there. Weight loss doesn't happen, even though you're far away from all these physical substances. So Baba says, come back now. You are pure Brahmin souls. So everything should be pure. We are just focused on thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. That's good. You should have pure thoughts. But when your blood is pure, all the impurities of the mind goes away. In a pure physical structure, impurity cannot enter. Yes. Pranayama, three things. Pranayama, second, box breathing, and third, anapan. These are the three things every human being should do every day. Anapan is what we were doing here so many times. Just observing the breath. Not controlling it. Sakshi. Sitting. Breath coming. Breath going. Breath coming. Breath going. That is anapan. Box breathing is this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take breath. Inhale. Keep it inside. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again keep outside. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Rechak and Kumbhak. So this is... It is sort of all pranayama are combined in this. I take breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. I keep inside. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then I breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. I keep outside. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bahya Kumbhak and Antar Kumbhak. This is simple, which you can do whole day. Whenever you get time, do square breathing. This is known as square breathing or box breathing. And then another is pranayama. And pranayama also, the most important is exhalation, not the inhalation. The king of pranayama, Kapalbhati, where you just keep on exhaling, because the inhalation occurs because of the vacuum and the suction. So there are so many areas in the lungs, in our alveoli, which are dormant, we are not using, because oxygen is not entering them. That's why there is so much dullness and sleep during yoga. Persons are sleeping, they get up at 2 o'clock and sleep. They are even sitting on the sandali and sleeping with the eyes closed like this. There is a total sleep. Why? Because lungs are not aerated. Lungs are not oxygenated. Fill the lungs with every oxygen. Look at the yogi sitting in jungle like this. What he is eating? Fruits. He has a hut and there is a river and there is a fresh air around. And that's what he is eating. And that's what he is surviving for 200 years, 150 years, 500 years yogi. Why people in the Himalaya live for such a long time? Because fresh air is there. Impure air, your life decreases. Fresh air, your life increases. Fresh air, your appetite goes away and vitality enters. You don't need anything, because everything which you need is in this air. So purity means pure air. Purity means pure food. You take absolutely pure food. And the purest food is air, prana. And pure water. Drink only that water which is sun-charged. No other water to be drunk. Every day keep the water in glass containers. In the morning, two containers you should have. Bharni. Glass. And drink only and only sun-charged water. No other water. Alkaline water. That is pure water which is charged by sun. There are people who also take bath only with sun-charged water. Not just drinking. So, when all the three are purified, the result will be purification of the mind. In such a system, no disease can attack. No old age can come to you. Even death will not come to you. You will conquer death. Not that soul is eternal. Body is eternal. Physical immortality. Why to live for 10 years, 20 years? Why not aim for life of 150 years? Or... you should live as much as Sangam Yuga is there. I will be the last soul to depart from this planet. I will live my, I will have that, attain that Dirghayu, Chirayu, longevity. The last person to go. When everybody has gone away, then I will go. So, attain that longevity of life. And it is not that you live 150 years, that means you live a very dull and life full of disease. No. Whether you are 20 years or 100 years, you should be same. Why old age? This old age is a myth. Forget it. There is no old age. If you are taking fresh air, you will never have old age. You will never have old age. Only when you take polluted air, you become old and there is a pain in the knees and you go for knee replacement and you droop down and you can't hear and you can't see and teeth fall down. This is all impure air. Aim to defeat disease, no old age, no death, no sickness, no tiredness, no sleep, no food, no drink, and you become eternal, powerful. This is yogi. Such purity. This is what the purity of deities. Deities, if they become 150 years, do they carry a stick in the hands? Oh, my back is paining. Lakshmi is saying, my... And the Narayana is coming there with a drooped back. Never. For them, whether the deity is a 20-year or 150-year. Okay, I am not telling you, we will not die. We will die, but we will die very gracefully. Very nicely. Without any pain, without any disease in the body. We will just drop the body. Ichha mrutyu, like Bhishma. No pain at all. So aim for such a longevity. No decay, no degeneration, no disease, no illness, no death, no tiredness, no sickness, no need of anything, foreign nutrition. This purity. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. While living abroad, are you those who always stay in the awareness of your original land and your original form? Just as the father comes into this old foreign land, from the supreme abode, in the same way, do you experience that all of you are also elevated and easy yogi souls who reside in the supreme abode, that you are also the soul who are resident of the supreme abode, who have entered these corporeal bodies and are instruments for the task of the world? You too are Brahmin souls who have incarnated here. The Shudra life has ended and you are now pure Brahmin souls. Brahmins never become impure. Brahmins means pure. Avyakta Murli, 23 December 1987. Om Shanti.